And in a shock move, the Irish Prime Minister has resigned. Leo Varadkar's career has ended, maybe because he went woke. Ireland's Prime Minister, Leo Varadkar, has resigned as both head of the government and leader of his political party, Fine Gael, causing a political hurricane in the country. This news follows after a brutal referendum loss that saw more than 70% of the Irish electorate vote down proposals to amend the Irish Constitution. This is what this guy wanted to do, to eliminate the words mother and woman. Eliminate the words mother and woman and expand the definition of family beyond those based on marriage. This was one of the biggest defeats in Irish electoral history. The Irish people have had enough. Varadkar acknowledged, quote, "There are a lot of people who got this wrong, and I am certainly one of them." When this vote happened a couple weeks ago, I brought you the results. Only County Dublin voted for these crazy things, eliminating the words mother and woman and changing the definition of family. Every other county in the whole country rebuked it. And there are some liberal counties in Ireland. There are. County Cork, County Galway. Even in Cork and Galway, they were like, nope, not happening. We don't want this. This guy was one of Ireland's youngest ever leaders. And despite his conservative outlook in his early career, he was openly pro-life and anti-gay marriage. He transformed into the wokest, most progressive prime minister in all of Europe. As soon as he clinched the job, he was featured on the cover of Time magazine, which tells you everything you need to know, really. The heading was an island at the center of the world. Praising Ireland's globalism, Time magazine lauded him for his recent coming out of the closet and his Indian background. His father is from Mumbai. This guy, whose father is from Mumbai, who is a faggot, somehow became the Prime Minister of Ireland. Notice how he lied his way into the job. Notice how he pretended to be Irish, pretended to be conservative, pretended to be pro-life, pretended to be all these things, anti-gay, when really he was a closet homo. If he wasn't jogging in brightly colored socks with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who was marching at pride parades or jumping on the latest liberal bandwagon, such as attacking Donald Trump. He's recently been very outspoken against Israel, referring to the country's bombardment of Gaza as a catastrophe, in front of President Biden at a St. Patrick's Day reception in the White House. But despite his grand gestures, when it came to bread and butter issues, he failed to deliver. There is an acute housing and health crisis in Ireland, and child homelessness is rising by more than 600%. More than two-thirds of young people, aged 25 to 29, still live at home. And Irish voters are quickly realizing that despite all the talk, it was all talk, no action, as well, as Trump would say. His obsession with displaying trendy, progressive positions to an international audience is really what angered the Irish people, and they were done with him. D-U-N, done. This is a guy who brought in immigrants from around the world. I was there. I was there last year. And you know what I saw? I saw Ukrainians everywhere. You can't go to a bar, or sorry, a pub. You can't go to the pub in Dublin town without being served a pint by a Ukrainian. They have this crazy policy where they're counting bedrooms throughout the country and then being like, oh, you have two extra bedrooms. We're just going to stick some Ukrainians in your beds. This guy was scandal prone. He had very unsavory headlines. He became Leo the Leak. That was a well-known phrase. He kept being caught leaking confidential information to his friends. Irish prosecution service decided not to pursue charges. Wonder why. He also had a reputation for excessive partying, including during the COVID restrictions, when he jetted off to the UK and was attending music festivals, despite banning music festivals in Ireland for health reasons. Remember when the stabbing of three children happened by the Algerian migrant in Dublin? That led to riots right in the middle of Dublin. That was just a couple months ago. Varadkar was tone deaf when that happened. And he started attacking the rioters as being, quote, far right. So today, his shock resignation is the main problem in Ireland right now. And of course, because it happened so suddenly, there's not really an alternative being put forth right now. Already in the wake of the resignation, the main political parties are calling for an election in which Sinn Féin, which is the former political wing of the Irish Republican Army, looks to set... they're looking like they might emerge victorious. But Sinn Féin has failed to offer a viable alternative since they backed the recent referendum and have remained silent on migration. That's a sad thing. You know, you look at American political parties and how they have changed so much over time and how they sort of veer to the right or veer to the left. For example, a JFK Democrat would today be a hardcore Republican. JFK cut taxes, fought communists, asked what you can do for your country. JFK was a populist. He was extremely popular. He was good looking. John Fitzgerald Kennedy enacted pro-growth policies. He was anti-porn. He was anti-smut. He was anti-drugs. He was willing to kill communists. He wasn't into illegal immigration. This is a Democrat, right? Today, you'd be lucky if you got a Republican who was that based. Today, you'd be lucky if you got a rhino who was at least as good as a JFK Democrat. So parties change over time. They veer to the left. Sinn Féin is one of those parties. This was the freaking IRA. These people wanted to kick the Brits out of Northern Ireland and reunify the Irish people that have been occupied by England for centuries. And today, in 2024, this political party backed the referendum to delete mothers and women from the House? They're silent on this mass illegal immigration into the Irish country, changing the look of the people. I don't think that a true conservative is going to emerge in Ireland.